And following NPR, time for some state and local stories here on WMOT. This is Mike Osborne in the newsroom. A new report says Tennessee is not meeting its constitutional obligation to provide adequate legal defense to residents who can't afford an attorney. The report was compiled over an 18-month period at the request of the Tennessee Supreme Court. The task force report concludes that Tennessee is failing to provide the state's system of public defenders with adequate resources to represent indigent residents in court. The final report makes 7 recommendations. Among them, increase the pay private attorneys receive from the state when they're asked by the courts to defend a poor client. Jared Malenkoff is a Davidson County assistant public defender. He says you can't really expect an attorney to stay motivated if they're not being properly paid.
By the time that they get in court for a jury trial on a B felony, a C felony, they've already maxed out what the AOC is going to pay them, and they're just working for free.
Malenkoff says the report's recommendations, if followed, would move indigent representation in the right direction.
Try and ensure that the taxpayers' funds are being used in an efficient manner, but also that guarantees that the quality of representation is the same quality that someone would receive if paying for counsel.
Malenkoff notes that Tennessee's Supreme Court justices can implement some of the recommended changes themselves, but will need the approval of state lawmakers to introduce others. And that's local news for this hour on WMOT.